we're taping all this. If McLuhan, you say, if you read McLuhan, you see that he's a Catholic, and then you start to say, look it up in the dictionary. So what do you find in the dictionary?
No.
What do you find in the dictionary? That's the sentence.
That Catholicism means.
Means what?
You gotta look it up. I'm not prepared to be Merriam and Webster both at the same time today. I'm just saying, the Catholics claiming that McLuhan is Catholic?
No, he is Catholic. No,
he was converted.
They're saying that's the most important part of him. That's the most important part of all his art.
The Catholics are saying, since he converted, we're going to hoik that up and say that's the most important thing he did. Bob claims that he converted to Catholicism as a performance art piece.
Yeah.
I wouldn't, it's,
or as a way of
it's, well, it could be a performance art piece. It's not the most important thing he did, but I can see that he would feel at home with Catholics, because Catholics are accepting.
Okay,
they're not
good.
Protestants.
That's enough.
That's
enough.
Good.
They Catholics are not Protestants.
So read right. this thing that he okay. said. That they're really, this is the beginning of the documentary, Mark, so look how what they're
and plus, let me just say one other thing about Catholics. You know, when you're Catholic, you don't have to read the Bible. Because if there's anything in the Bible that you're supposed to know, the Pope will let you know about it.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, it's the biggest,
even if he's
religious
twice
going.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, read
now
that,
read
Mark.
This. They're highlighting right. this at the beginning of the documentary.
All right.
In Jesus Christ, there is no distance of separation between the medium and the message. Reverend McLuhan says the medium is the message and makes a distinction. It's the one case where we can say that the medium and the message are fully one and the same. Okay. Now, we discussed that for a while, using
right.
quotes.
Okay. Can we go on?
Yeah,
Jerry's
go
life.
On.
In the quotes we found.
Marshall McLuhan found fame, coining truth in the electric age. The medium is the message, the global village, are all products of his great mind. Many know his thoughts on media, few know he was Catholic. McLuhan's international fame was, at its heart, a result of his undying search for truth, a mind constantly in motion. His faith was no different. In our age, with its great explosion of electronic media, we might find both an obsessive desire for connection and perhaps an even greater
Stop.
Loneliness.
Did they say explosive media?
Or excessive. I'm slowly spacing out.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's hard to hear the audio because TV's tactile.
Yeah, I was looking at him rubbing his
face. McLuhan's international fame was, at its heart, a result of his undying search for truth, a mind constantly in motion. His faith was no different. In our age, with its great explosion of electronic media, we might find both an obsessive desire for connection and perhaps an even greater loneliness.
Stop. Explosion of media. McLuhan spent, you know, his early years writing about how mechanical technology explodes man and electric media implodes you. If I was doing a serious documentary on McLuhan, I would not be lazy and say our time of explosive media. I would give a context. What has happened once the digital environment came in, after the implosion of TV and computers and satellites, the digital has re-exploded people into separate little matrix pods, right? So he, as a young kid, maybe does perceive it as explosive media as a product of his time, the 90s and this decade.
I thought the television superseded the automobile as our privacy thing.
Well, that's 30 years ago. The digital media, which McLuhan commented on the end of his life, he said that would change, make TV obsolete. It would create a new sensibility, which he predicted Reagan. Reagan would be a symbol of a change. And many people in journalistic history say the Reagan era was a revolution. It changed from whatever people thought was going on in the 60s and 70s. But that was because of the new digital media created.
Quick question is, it's amazing how now the big thing is that the TV is going into the computer, or let's say the computer became YouTube, and now, you know, YouTube happened, which is changed television. So if you live in Japan, all the TV was censored. But now all the people in Japan go, fuck you, I can watch anything on YouTube.
We ain't so, Japanese anymore.
Right.
We're not
and
limited.
So in Turkey, you know something's important when that government, they made YouTube illegal.
In China
Turkey.
Does. China
in
does.
China.
Wow.
Isn't that heavy? So you know there's something going on. So now there's this merge where the fucking TV industry's freaking because the computer industry is swallowing the TV industry.
In general,
so everything is going to be on this. Telephone, TV, stereo, music, and every in your
books,
email is everything going to be there. So can you comment on that?
Well, that's an example of how the computer changes television. Like he said, the television changes the meaning of the car. But then McLuhan says, actually, computer, he would say, the computer doesn't change us. It's the ground of the computer changes. But when you talk McLuhan on the surface level, you say, well, TV changed this, computer changed TV, you say it. But we're finding out from the quote that changed your life tonight that that's not the right way to talk about it if you have an audience paying attention long enough to get into that level. And McLuhan said, I've always made the remark the medium is the message, but I've been hesitant to explain it. Now, he's been spending 30 years at that point explaining the medium as message, most people would think. But actually, he was just doing manipulative satire because he knew that to actually explain it, which he was hesitant to do, would be so complicated that he reserved that for who knows who. You see, the point
is... So you're not even really going to explain it, but you're going to...
Well, I've always been explaining, but I'm just talking about the fact that he said that the cliche that he's always been explaining, he's boring, he just keeps talking about the means message. And he's saying, no, I never even began to tell you about it.
Right.
I just gave you some surface stuff that you could play with for as a fad and say some media are hot and some media are cool. It's throwaway. He said McLuhanism is like a sign in a Toronto junkyard. It said, help beautify junkyards. Throw something beautiful away today. And he said, that's what McLuhanism is. Something beautiful that you're not going to really dig, that I'm throwing away by talking about it on a surface level in the media.
Into a place where you're supposed to throw shitty, ugly things.
Global junkyard. Well, the whole planet was a junkyard, he said. So he threw away the hidden messages of our time.
Right.
It's a beautiful thing when you really understand them deeply. But he threw it away and just said, ah, here it is. You know, yeah, that's right. TV changed the
into
world, blah, blah, blah.
A place. He didn't say, I'm going to throw him into an encyclopedia. He says, throw him into a junkyard.
He threw something that it says, help beautify junkyards. Decorate them.
Right.
Like Zappa said, his art was decoration. Right. Throw something beautiful away today. It doesn't tell you where you throw it away.
Right.
He threw it away by just getting on media and...
Sherry, do you have a dictionary here?
Yeah, we
no,
do.
No, don't get distracted by...
No, he just wanted to look up the word Catholic. Now
no, he can do it.
No, we'll do that later, unless Gary can find it.
No, it's right there. It's like right in back of that blue. If you can look in there, there's a green.
No, that's one up.
Just for me. You guys don't need to look at it. I just need to look at it.
Yeah, you need to know. You're getting yourself off.